Nothing ever begins. There is no first moment, no single word or place from which this or any other story springs. The threads can always be traced back to some earlier tale, and to the tales that precede that, though as the narrator's voice recedes, the connections will seem to grow more tenuous. For each age will want a tale as told as if it were its own making. Thus the pagan will be sanctified, the tragic become laughable, great lovers will stoop to sentiment, and demons dwindle to clockwork toys. Nothing is fixed. In and out the shuttle goes. Fact and fiction, mind and matter woven into patterns that may have only this in common. That hidden among them is a filigree that will with time become a world. It must be arbitrary then, the place at which we choose to embark, somewhere between a past half forgotten and a future as yet only glimpsed. This place, for instance, this garden, untended since the death of its protector 3 months ago, and now running riot beneath the blindingly bright late August sky. Its fruits hanging unharvested, its herbaceous borders coaxed to mutiny by a summer of torrential rain and sudden sweltering days. This house, identical to hundreds of others in the street alone, built with its back so close to the railway track that the passage of the slow train from Liverpool to Crewe rocks the china dogs on the dining room sill.